on you. When William Bouse is coming in today from the Bryan Fire Department's Fire Marshal's Office, and two residential fires in Brazos County, tragedy in Lubbock with a space heater too close to combustibles, taking two lives and injuring multiple others. This first cold snap of the year, all these reminders we're going to be giving out today.
Well, and it seems like it always catches us off guard for some reason, even though we know this is the season. Every year we know it's going to get cold. But yet it all seems to catch people off guard. We can't stress enough that when you're using heaters to heat your home, that you need to make sure that you're using them in the right configuration with all the protective guards on, making sure that, you know, the space heaters are not too close to combustibles, or that you don't have stacks of something near there, that your kids in loose clothing isn't too close to a space heater. But we always hear about these situations, and it's tragic that two people died today.
In addition to the placement, and we'll get into this more with Christmas lights, the idea of plugging too many things into an outlet.
We get into that situation of too many things plugged into one outlet. On one circuit, and we also get into the trouble of people using either something that's been modified away from the way it was designed, the way it was tested by UL, and I know I harp all the time about Underwriters Laboratory tested and designed and approved items, but if these items have not been approved by one of these safety companies, then you really do not know if it's going to work as it's supposed to, or if it's going to be safe for your family to be around. And, you know, you just can't place enough value on your family's safety. So it's crucial not to modify these things from the way they were designed. It's crucial to not plug in more things than you should, and to make sure that if you are using an extension cord with any device, that the extension cord is as large as the cord that was on the device.
And that's not only in size, but also in capacity.
Right. I'm speaking more of capacity, the size of the wires that are in the cord, not just how large the outside diameter of the insulation is. But a little 18 gauge cord feeding something that has, that was tested with a number 12 much larger wire as its cord coming out of the device, obviously doesn't make a lot of sense, because you're not matching up the device with the cord size, and that changes the amperage, causes a great amount of resistance, which will cause a lot of heat and cause failures.
Visiting with Bryan Deputy City Fire Marshal William Bouse, the other note is to not use devices not meant for heating the house.
Yes, and it's amazing that we have deaths and injuries from things like this, but your stove was meant to cook food, not to heat the home. We have had deaths, people bringing charcoal grills inside. These things give off great amount of toxins. They're meant to be used in ventilated areas, not inside your home. And people have died from the carbon monoxide and other poisons that have been, that come from the burning of those fossil fuels. Stoves were not really meant to all be running at full blast trying to heat the home. It's meant to cook some food in a controlled amount. They're just not really meant for what they're being used for, and when they're not being used for what they're meant for, they oftentimes are not working efficiently, and they're also giving you off byproducts you may not even be able to smell or realize is happening. Carbon monoxide is odorless and colorless, so you really don't know you're being poisoned. The other dangerous thing coming up to Thanksgiving Day, it's Turkey Day, and if we have inclement weather, we have had people bring turkey fires inside garages and had disastrous things happen. Parts of homes burned up by turkey fire spilling over and causing fires. Turkey fires are hazardous. They're not extremely stable the way they're built. They can be used safely if you're extremely careful with them, but you have to follow the manufacturer's instructions to the T.
You almost have to deal with turkey fryers the same as you would with charcoal or a gas grill, wouldn't you?
You would, but even more so, the way the device is built, it's not very stable, and you've got this large amount of flammable liquid that's in there that's heated to a very high temperature, and that liquid is going to, by nature of it being a liquid, it's going to be ready to tip if you give it any kind of movement. And so it's a very unstable device, so you have to be extremely careful with a device like that because it's ready to tip over.
Another minute or so, what else can we get in, particularly with the holidays upon us?
Well, December 11th, we're going to talk some more about the trees. Lights you may be getting ready to string up, I want to mention that you really need to take a very close look at your lights when you get them out and get ready to start stringing lights, and take a very close look at them. Any lights that are damaged in any way or that have been modified in any way, you need to get rid of and replace them. They are not expensive enough to take a chance with your family safety or with the safety of your property. The other thing I want to mention is to take care of our four-legged friends this evening. It's supposed to get down below freezing. They need water just as bad as we do. They need shelter just as bad as we do. So we need to make sure that they have a place out of the wind and out of the cold, and make sure they have plenty of water to drink, and not to forget that it's real easy to get dehydrated in this kind of weather. It doesn't feel hot, but you need the water intake.
William Bounce, Deputy Fire Marshal of the City of Bryan, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.